You're listening to Eavesdropper, a collection of found audio recorded by fan and view, broadcast on Spear Planet Radio. Eavesdropper.net 9000. Spear Planet Radio at Eavesdropper.net 9000. They just be sitting in there, and these big comp 40 feet up, and then you get your treble hooks and your fishing rod, and then you lower it down. You could see down where they are. They'd be like, look like logs in the water, and you'd snare them. But that actually, that's illegal in Canada, as a matter of fact. That kind of fishing is illegal in Canada, believe it or not.
Harnesser delivered to my house, and the delivery man damaged a reef on my door. It was a one-of-a-kind reef. It was a piece of art, and my mother, my deceased mother, had made it for me. They replaced it monetarily. They could not replace it. They couldn't replace the piece, but they didn't even balk at what I said it was worth as far as value. It's what you get when you deal with reputable companies, and you make an effort, if you care about your belongings, to deal with a reputable company.
I can't paint and do this at the same time, and I have a birthday present. I'm painting a portrait of a kitten for a friend of mine for their birthday, belated birthday present. So I'm going to go back to my portrait. Have a good night, pleasant dreams.
I still got a condo in Flagstaff. I've got a place to stay. That's nothing new to me. My grandfather always had a place out on the island, even though he lived it in my street. The idea is, though, while I'm upstate, I only support the locals. I don't support anyone else. If you're local, I'm with you. If you need help, I'll help you. Right on. They don't even know what they're thinking about.
What the heck is an iconoclast?
An icon being an icon that doesn't get you recognized in Oakland. I don't know, to be a day,
college, she got her first degree, I guess, at Baylor at the same time.
Hey, sister, I'm older than you. That's right, kid. Call me kid, that's it.
You know, but all I know is if I had a pet squirrel and it broke its leg, it would have been squirrel soup.
Scott has a pet that broke its leg. Sally's first squirrel, and it broke its leg.
With $100 and then gave someone five.
He had some bad mob ties, man. That's how it's got his leg broken.
Sorry, you fucking lady. Give me the fucking money or I'm gonna have to break your fucking tree climbing fucking leg. Oh, sorry, brother.
To the FBI, you know? The engineer came and said, You fucking squirrel. I'm gonna fucking take it out of your ass. Give me the money.
Crazy alien Bible people.
No one said proof what is nothingness, Bruce. No one said that. I don't know where you're coming up with that. Proof nothingness. No one's ever said that. You're suggesting that something could have existed forever, but it can't be energy or matter. Makes a lot more sense than thinking that an immovable mover
ever before he decided to do something about it. All right, but Bruce, just let's stick with this for a second. You're not answering my question.
No.
You saying that I wasn't aware of this very deeply. Is anyone aware of the fact that Moses actually had horns? Horns?
ជាមួយថារៀបរាប់តាមប្រាប់
ញោមពោះ
ខ្ញុំឃើញនៅ
you have to ask the intelligence. That's my question. He didn't answer it.
Well, hey, what's up? How you doing? How you doing, sir?
Well, if you're not...
I want to know if the mess is going to leave us alone.
Oh. And I don't even know Samantha. She's going to irritate you.
Any sort of evidence. Thank God it's whatsoever. Okay? As soon as I see or hear anything like that, I will see it. Okay? Right? But I go with evolution. And I'll tell you why I go with evolution. I'll tell you I go with evolution because evolutionists, scientists, have done the ground hard work of actually doing that to try.
You want to see your name? Let me think about one for you, okay?
Just. No.
How in the hell did you get a picture of her with doing the harmonica?
That.
Looks a little bit like her. Lo más intacta posible que llevó, arribaron a la mesa. Como dije anteriormente, esto no es una religión yoruba. Esto es una religión.
Mueve.
And he said, what was he said? Bullshit. I was just curious by spiritual beliefs, I think.
Veamos con cualquier cosa que no es un ser de luz. Y converso con el niño, charlo un poquito con él. Ha sido forma a tu casa o venido a tu consulta. Te va a pagar X cantidad y se ha tumbado en la camilla.
But anyway, you know, yeah, it was his... So, you know, he was setting up a little network.
Will anybody give people money on the internet like this? How nobody sell for just giving away money? What did the scheme entail? The profit-sharing scheme. Like, what was it? I sent him in a room for it, but what did it involve?
The back-to-back. That's what I was going to say. That, you know, I won't bore you with the minute details of all, you know, all the investing details. But we that's why we have the experts to do that.
As a Christian, to gain the respect and from the people he was trying from the German people at the time, and I'm going to put in right here is a quote from Mein Kampf where he represents himself as a Christian. If that's, I mean, to look at it, I mean, you want to argue whether he presented himself as a Christian or not, yes, he did. But whether that is truly what he was, it's, you know, no one can know. So,
who knows what he was saying? Saying talking about atheism, even if he spelled out on things that no one's talking about.
My accusation, okay, here's my proof. Here's my source.
You want to know what one is?
For love and has none.
schedule. Sundays, probably early afternoons till late afternoons, early evening, whichever. If I open any other days, it'll be bonus days. So, anyway.
Lo que es el portal es un campo de batalla.
I'll be right back.
You see the picture of this thing that washed up on shore in at Montauk Point, New York? Stress can cause a hell of a lot of physical pain. Is that a weird looking thing or what?
But the head of it, so let me look again. See, the head,
what's your
head? Looks very small and somewhat rodent. It looks like a rodent, but the body looks like a kangaroo. It's almost like a, dead, maybe it's a dead mountain lion, and then somebody put a different head on the body. Something like that.
Jonathan?
Whatever, I'm getting sleepy, so.
But I don't know you. I don't pretend to know you. I don't know your life and what path you've taken in your life. I know I was the same age you are once. And I wanted to get that straight out of the gate. You know, I have patience. And I understand that, you know, you just, you know, you think we're a bunch of, what do you call us, old heads, but... You know, trust us, in 10 years you're going to have a completely different, not a completely different perspective, but a differently shaped perspective on life. So, if, bad for taking care of the two girls, but, spoilt takes on a whole different level when you're used to dealing with, university college folk. I mean, it's just unbelievable to what length some of the just unlimited resources parents give their children. So I'd hold judgment on saying whether or not you're spoiled, but you're kind of coming across that way.
Jonah did not God such a huge proponent of slavery in the Bible. And that's what people are looking for. An unknown primate, an undiscovered primate.
Taking till 1865 to abolish slavery for almost as long as recorded history goes back. Why don't you congratulate us for having the ability and the foresight to attempt to abolish trafficking in white women? There's trafficking in children. Eventually it will cease. Eventually it will be done away with. But, you know, it's been around for thousands of years. I think it's wonderful that we live in a time where that kind of stuff is sort of frowned upon and it is getting attacked by the forces of righteousness and justice wherever it is found. How is everyone doing in this?
For Jesus, but
even the Lord God Jesus Christ, and I think that it's going to just be paradise up in there in heaven. So, you know, I just thought he was always so cute, and then one day I decided to convert, and he's indivisible. I just love having a personal walk with Jesus Christ.
I asked for this inquiry in order that he, meaning people are missing because of us.
He's just not dressing for the rest of it, for the matches they're going to put on.
He's not really going to affect the matches. It's going to be the writers affecting the matches.
Listen to him. I want to rather have Eric Bischoff back as GM.
Welcome, WrestleMania.
I think he fucked up Matt Hardy's name. He fucked up someone's name so bad. Yeah, Matt Hardy.
What is it?
your goddamn hands and your bones fucking crack, your bones and your hands fucking cracking like little pieces of glass, then you'll be doing the fucking tippy toe dance, pissing all over yourself.
If say you're a guy and you're straight, so you like women, but you realize that you're a woman in a guy's body, therefore you're not straight, you're gay. If you change to a woman and you still like women, you're still gay. But if you then become a woman and then you like men, then you're straight, but you must have been gay before. You've been a
woman.
Fancy having to justify your fucking marriage.
I swear to God, you will enjoy this. This is really nice.
What a big fat and dragging you around. And then you're in the room and saying, Steve, would you like to share, Steve? What a fucking sick. Go up and get a bit of backbone. If I was going to shove my hand up your ass and use you like a fucking puppet, because that's what she's doing, you silly cunt. Well, when that time around for? Oh, I'm only up, Teddy, she says, and straight onto the fucking, onto the computer.
Good evening, Kevin Lodge. much. Look, a quadruped of the whole family. You know, a donkey.
Hello?
Mm-hmm. A stupid person. So because you're stupid, I would call you a stupid ass. You know, I like to show you people what a stupid bitch is. You really are.
Well, I'm not rooting for him. I might just say, write in a third party pick. If I can't find somebody else or anybody that I actually like, I might write Bugs Bunny on the voting line and somebody gets a vote. Anyway,
on them too. Knee groups and stuff.
I don't know what, but I...
You could just go through what we eat to make that.
And he's... I guess he's just medium build. He's not large. He's not particularly skinny. He's just, you know, kid size. But he's 5'6" and 11 years old.
Not very nice size, weather permitting, you know, studying the stars and everything. And without this hobby, I would have never seen it. And it makes me wonder how many of these things fly over us while we're asleep in bed at night and never know it.
I didn't like that. I could see that there was no justice. I could see that it was an illusion. I could see that I had a belief in it. And I still wanted justice, or did I want revenge?
You get this, and I don't, or whatever. I know that sounds like jealousy, but I guess that's the same thing, maybe, as far as justice and jealousy. But it was always that sense of, here I am, like, you know, I use this one example, as I was getting beaten by my brother, I would start screaming, and my parents would yell at me about being quiet. Shut up, Donna. You're making too much noise. I'm screaming because I'm being beaten, and I'm being told to be shut up. So that's where, you know, that it's just not fair, damn it.
It was interesting to see how people rejected what they didn't care to hear. There were, I don't know, you have to be either a Democrat or a Republican. It doesn't matter what nationality you are, you're either a Democrat or a Republican. Don't get it. Took me about 5 years to figure out what the difference was between a Democrat and a Republican.
They go by a lot of different names. They're called a lot of different things. In Australia, they call them Howies. In Russia, they are called the Almas. In some parts, I think the Himalayas, they are called the Yetis. Across America, American name.
Right.
I have a 21 for you.
Financial problem, not the relationship. His money problem and working and money and that. But I feel like he's going to call you this person couple of weeks. And wait for him. He will call you. Don't call him. Let him call you. He's thinking of you. Because a lot of men, when they're in relationship or they're getting married or they're in love with somebody, you know, economic right now is very bad. And he's worried about the job and his job being changed and this, the economy. And I'm sure he's trying to fix his life and fix his, he get his own place and he's trying to fix his life and settle down. You want to settle down, this man. You want to have family. You want to settle down. You want to have children. But he want to fix his life before he want to settle down. He has to have money. He has to have a good life.
I hear you trying to buy another tape. I hear somebody that sound like trying to put out ain't heard it before. Put on that cat nigga PC and let me hear what you're letting that in the background, cat nigga. Let me get a little bit of it. Put on the key the mic down and let me hear what pound I'm throwing down on this time. No, I guess not. He ain't put up there. Hello, Flash Side.
Yeah.
Man, he got nothing. It was all off on him. Hello, Mr.
Who took the job, bro? T-Bone, bro.
Yeah, you had that guy. Yeah, you know, I remember that. Now, you turn it like it was. See, you had so got a candy cane on top of that rock for it while you were refereeing, turning like a 2 out ears around you.
Yeah, I'm glad somebody know. Hey, last night, I'm glad somebody on that day, man. And he was cracking like hacking, man, and there you go. You was doing your natural born thing. 24/7. Yeah, I had the old sugar cane stick on top of my truck, Catmaker.
Look, man, I'm going to tell you, man, you had a striped shirt on with a whistle in your mouth, man, and you turned like a T.I. was. We was out there fighting me, number six, and Black Devil. But them was my homeboys down here in Columbus, there are you.
Put the handshaking eyeballs on you, man. And hopefully we can do that in DX land again, you know. Chuck, man, I ain't gonna tell you what I was running out there, man.
It don't take that much, but you gotta have Mother Nature, because it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Hey, tell me, a two pill. And look, it's not no 2879s either. Man, that's two 3800 pills. Some people don't know about the 3800s. That's 150 bird-wise, bro. Yep, that's all. Mother Nature was doing her thing. Yep, she was letting me hold on to that tailbone. Yep. How many dBs I was putting in your radio, man?
Totally provocative, and if he doesn't jump all over that, then he's just a very, very kind person. But now I have my answer, so.
G4. The portal I created.
No. You know it, Catmaker.
All right, then.
Yeah, man, two more on the tower on the flat.
A room raid. I really don't think you'd be able to... I'll tell you something there. You don't have the red dot camera. Hey,
I haven't had to do a lot of work, so just put a roof on it, and just me and Jack's painting. And we're putting new carpet and new flooring down. We went to Lowe's and we bought that hardwood floor. Not hardwood floor. It's called vinyl. It's like vinyl floor, but it looks like hardwood laminate. That's what it is. Laminate flooring.
I don't need that nigga. Oh, see that? He must be he down there charging for that. Hey, see what it over.
Only to you, which is formless, nameless, and invisible. You be in this state unified. This state, humanity will be divided.
Anybody in sin, say the first.
Bull. Bull. Bull.
No, you don't. No, no. Well, come on. Don't bullshit us. Right? Like I said earlier, don't try to bullshit a bullshitter.
Stepping, jumping around, changing his position.
I'm serious.
you say, we don't know for sure, that must have been a creator. You're thinking there must have been a creator. But you don't know if there was a creator. Which is that part? You don't know if it was a creator, you say there must have been a creator. No, no, I don't know. My heart is something bigger than that, because my heart is an organ that pumps blood. Nothing more. But to say, organ that pumps blood. And no, I don't think there's something bigger out there. I think the universe is massive. So universe, everything in it was created by a creator, us included. A supreme being, a higher power. A more higher power. That's a deal. Okay, I will. That's going to be a deal. Believe it, the universe is created by some.
You don't. I loved it too, Pals Max. Man, I
You just have some folks at the past or something.
I told you this. I'm not going to vote for McCain. And at this point, I'm not going to vote for Obama either. You know, I've told you that. That's not to say that I don't change my mind. Does it exist that I'm going to vote for Obama? Absolutely. That does exist. That's a possibility. Does the possibility exist that I'm going to vote for McCain? Ain't a snowballer's chance in hell.
I mean, there is no other way to put it. They were attacking. And it just turned off. Yeah. So they had visual, they had radar. And they were going after it. And that's nothing new. I mean, if you look at all the reports coming out about from the Belgium Air Force chases reptilian triangular ships all the time. And they fired on quite a few by the sounds of it. Belgium seems to be pretty open about their space. We've come to ET. Get the hell out! And I think there are some videos of ours at the office. Well, there was none at the triangular ships. Yeah, isn't that interesting? Belgium fires at the triangular ships, and that is the seat, or will be the seat, of the New World Order.
Birds, Friday and Saturday, on Friday and Saturday, we're in our ship.
Huh? All the time.
Don't. Any of the others with the strap.
Oh, he so does not.
Well, not anymore. I mean, for a long time, but there was rumors back in the late 90s.
There were rumors then in the late 90s. But I don't think that.
Before I go, did you say pirate?
I love Travis.
You, however, need to understand how you can leap from, you know, to an assumption. How do you know your assumption?
Brute materialism.
I'm really, you know, fond of brute materialism. I'm a materialist. There is nothing but the material universe. There is nothing outside of it.
Trying to make sense of your argumentation
is, you know, real. The ground outside my window is real. I don't need that.
Am I listening? Holding me off. I don't know. I haven't had any other cats in the past, but in the past I've always had, the impression that a tiger-like cat was following me. So I don't know if that means something.
Depending on what's going on in your life and how they show themselves to you, they help protect you from evil. The Egyptians used to use them a lot. And they also help you to, realize the family unit and how important it is. It's domestic. It's a domestic cat. It's not a wild one. Joan, you're going to have some domestic changes, but they're going to be for the positive, so don't freak out about it, okay, you know?
anything after that until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
I had a block from 1 to 250, and then I had another class from 3 to 350, and that was basically it for the day. On Mondays and Wednesdays, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I had a class from 11 to 12:15, and then again from 1 to 250, and then 3:30 to 4:45. So basically what I would do, since I had a hard time getting up for the 8 o'clock class on Mondays and Wednesdays, that I would stay up all night, and then I would go to my 8 o'clock class. After the class was over, then I would come back to my dorm room, and I would go to sleep until my class at 1 o'clock. So, you know, you tell me you can't get up at 9 a.m., and, yeah, I have no sympathy for you.
Let me see, what was I going to say?
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't have, you know, because, okay, 9:30, right, I have a class, and then it ends at 10:45. And then I have a class at 11. No, wait.
Wisdom in bombing the crap out of the nation, sometimes next door neighbors. But no, I don't see any wisdom. Yeah.
There are people alive with us now that can teach us things and help us achieve things. And, of course, God can help us achieve things that we can't on our own. If you really just pay attention and see what you can see, you will be amazed at what you're doing besides reading books and going to work and watching TV.
I still haven't seen it there since my grandmother kind of took it out and things like that, but she passed it on to my oldest aunt.
Shit on me, right?
Harry,
that I'm an addict.
you hate? I'm fat, man.
You know, the things that you and your friends talk about. If you didn't catch it last night, then by all means do so next Sunday night. Free University, 7 to 10 p.m. Sunday. All the new sounds come from City.
I think we need to do what's required to take care of power, solar power, drilling, propane conversion on our cars. I am 110% behind propane in cars. You're going to have people dying horrific deaths. Trust me, when their car gets smacked in the back end and that propane tank bursts, you're going to see people roasting to death in their cars, okay? And that's going to be the bad thing about it, okay? But, you know, hey, no hard feelings. No hard feelings. This is part of the game. And cars will run better under propane. And guess what? Less smog, less impact on society.
But by the first order of liquor.
And when I did, I didn't have any money after that. You know what I did? I worked all day long in that liquor store. The first one. I was the only employee there. I was the only employee I had. And you know what I did when I got off from there? I went home and I slept for 4 hours. And then, you know what I got up and did? I took a shower. Got ready.
Hard times in our life. I got out of the fucking army, the steel mills were closed. I live in Pittsburgh. Yeah, graph kind of sucked. I like Mickey's, and I got a half chicken every now and then with a good drunk. Michael Brow or some bullshit in Molson. Munchot, that was it. But I got out of the army, I went to school. Well, I got married. I shoveled asphalt when I had to make the fucking ends meet. Finally made a success out of myself and the bitch married me. You know, bitch divorced me. Now I'm a fucking design engineer with a degree from Penn State. And you know what? It's a hell of a lot more fun going to work now than it was going to work at 6 a.m. and shoveling asphalt. I'm an old man, but, I'll never forget honor, man. I'll never forget what honest people they are.
So you can kiss my brace, my shiksa ass. It's your
sleep left. You need to take it under these words.
Now it's kind of leveled out a little bit. But my company, I know they're charging A rate for me, and it's an A rate only job, but they're only giving me B rate. So who's getting fucked now? They're back to fucking employers. I mean, I should be getting what I should, what the job pays. And it's been happening a lot with this fucking company. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Why the fuck am I running a job? If I'm a B-rate mechanic, I need somebody here to show me what to do. I know what to do. If you want me to do it, pay me for it. Simple. What's up, the mind? Oh, fucking local mine guys found out about it. They call up the business agent. They threw both of my guys off. You're allowed one local 14 guy, or, you know, other local guy, and then you have to fill a job, depending on how many people you need, with their guys, which is keeping their guys working. We're not dragging it out or anything like that. No deal!
I call Monday night,
as in the dark.
No, go to hell.
I got it wrong. Johnny's my idol. So I shaved my head so I could try to look like him. That's what I'm trying to look like, damn it. Not Steve, not Uncle Fester, not Howie Mandel, but Mr. Whitey himself.
I wouldn't like that ever again.
And what the heck said a man?
See, do I've ever told that motherfucking lie? Because I don't believe that, and that's just my fucking story, and I'm sticking to it. But that man, if your balls was itching...
We have security right there. He's not there, motherfucker.
Defensive like I was trying to make an itchy balls joke when I was actually trying to get something else out the motherfucking deal, but you so ready to be fucking messy because we in the motherfucking joke.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday.
I sat back on the phone listening to
the reason why relationship doesn't work, and the man is 50% the reason why our relationship doesn't work. When you are in a relationship and you have one person that is that's unhappy with whatever that's going on in the relationship, then it's the other person to decipher that behavior. Because usually when a person has a behavior, when a person is upset, and their behavior usually dictates how they feel. And if you are,
but she didn't let me finish.
But she didn't let me finish, baby. Women have a tendency to blame me, but you will not allow me to finish, man. Can you allow me to finish? Anyway, men have a tendency to blame women for on the relationship because a woman talks too much, a woman don't look right, a woman does not satisfy him sexually, a woman doesn't cook the food the right way, she doesn't save money, she did it, there's a lot of reasons. Then women have a tendency to blame men for the lack of sexual gratification, not enough money, not enough this, not enough that. Okay. So I would say you will meet somebody that is your soulmate. G-Man. That is your soulmate. Typically because they fit you. But you're never going to meet a perfect man because there is no such thing as a perfect man or a perfect woman, because there's always going to be something wrong with that person that you may not tolerate, that she may not like.
I'm going to go out, honey.
I'm going to get out here. I got to go exercise. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
You hit me with so much data, you know. I'm not sure I know how to respond, but...
Pinheaded is hope and hate.
Well, what if I... Fire
on up again. That's the room code one time. We'll put a bunch of people on that. Here it's about $250 a course.
You got a 14-year-old girl in here trying to get her niece.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you said you don't have a man, you know, hound you to get a job. Well, honey, I did. Get up in the morning, you know, sit there and nag, nag, nag about go out getting a job. Well, let's say I'm glad I got one. Now he'll knock that shit off.
You know, he asked me to, you know, help pay them bills, and, you know, I've been trying for almost 3 months to get a job.